Now is the time to prepare for a blissful day as we read the Rhapsody of Realities, a daily devotional authored by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome from Love World.
Today's topic is The Whole World is Yours. The opening scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he had, and buyeth that field. Thus it says, the Lord Jesus vividly describes the kingdom of heaven as a hidden treasure in a field. The field symbolizes the world, and the treasure within it is the church. Jesus saw the church in the visions of his spirit. He in turn paid the ultimate price, shedding his own blood to legally acquire the whole world for the sake of the treasure therein. Thus, the world belongs to Jesus. He is its rightful owner. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 emphatically declares that Jesus Christ is not just an appointed heir, but he is a lawful owner of all things. But in the last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of a son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Then in Romans chapter 8, verses 16 to 17, we learn that as children of God, we're joint heirs with Christ. This implies that everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to the church, in the very same way that it belongs to him. Therefore, as he is the lawful owner of all things, so are we. He doesn't own it without us, and we don't own it without him. We have equal rights to everything the Father gave to Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 describes our wealth and inheritance as boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless. Hallelujah. Have this consciousness. Walk through life with the mentality that the whole world belongs to you, because it does in Christ Jesus. The whole world was brought to Abraham, but the promise had to be fulfilled in Christ. The Bible says, and if you be Christ's, then ye are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Galatians chapter 3 verse 29. The whole earth is ours. We're not trying to get it. It belongs to us in Christ. Now you can understand why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 21 to 22, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, all are yours. Blessed be God. Say this confession with me. The whole world is mine, because I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. In Christ, I'm the rightful possessor of boundless, incalculable riches, wealth, which no human mind can unravel. I walk in this confidence today that in Christ, I have access to every blessing and all things are mine. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've been uplifted by the reading of the Rhapsody of Realities today. The Rhapsody of Realities is available in all the known languages of the world. If you require a copy, please contact Love World Northampton Church on 07341 617 037 or loveworldnorthampton.org. You are also welcome to worship with us at Love World Northampton Auditorium at 64 Harborough Road in Kingsthorpe, NN2 7SH. God bless you.